What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man, so see him right there in the background. It's our man Dante Jackson, Grambling State Tigers, fresh off NCAA tournament win, played for Duke in Indianapolis. Showed good there, and he's here with the Boss Special today. Well, Dante, what's good, my brother? Good to see you, man.
What's good? What's good, my brother? How you doing today, man? Everything good? It's blessings on this side.
Everything's good here. 70 in Atlanta, man. The sap is flying. All everywhere. Springtime is here, man.
Definitely. Hey, the pollen definitely here in Louisiana too.
I hear that, my brother. Man, I must ask you, man. I've talked to this before, but you know, in the swag, man, you know, you got all these guarantee games, man, and take some L's you don't want to take. You know, of course you want to win and compete, but you know, you're on the road a lot. So how was that trying to get you keeping your young men and realizing we still have a chance for a great year? Fight the tough start here, knowing we got to go out here and play these guarantee games the way we have to raise money for our school.
Well, you know, the tough part of it was the good part of it is we have some seniors that have been there, and we have some seniors that can kind of tell the younger dudes, like, it's okay. The tough part is, you know, the younger dudes, like, getting too down on themselves, and I'm like, listen, y'all, this is a tough game. You know, we got to play our best to win. But the reality of it was I kept telling them, I kept seeing us getting better. And that was the key to everything. We just kept getting better in all the losses. You're like, man, it's like, man, it's another loss. And, you know, at times you take a 30-point loss and you're like, man, but I could find the highlights of us losing, and I could be able to show them on film, like, we're actually getting better from this game and then the last game. So that's all you can ask for is your guys to keep growing as a team.
No doubt, my brother, like you said, man, like, you know, I've learned this been around the NBA. You got to kind of be more process-driven and results-driven. Sometimes you can be doing the right things, not get the right results. I know with the Hawks here now, we have a lot of injuries right now, but we're playing the right way. Now, it looks good on the record. Maybe out talented right now, but we're doing the right things, playing the right way. So talk about that piece of it, trying to be more process driven and result driven with your team to keep their confidence up, keep them pushing to get better every day.
Well, that's the thing. It is about the process. You know, you can't win a championship in one day. And, you know, our goal is to go 1-0. So, you know, throughout the process of going 1-0, we want to do the right things on the court each possession. And that's the thing that I had to stress to them is, like, as long as we're doing the right things, and if we get an open shot and we miss the open shot and that's the shot we wanted, well, I mean, that it was a successful play. Now we just got to go back and make the open shot. And that's something I can't control. That's something that the players control. You know, I can put you in a position. You got to go make the play. And that's, you know, I'm a firm believer in players make plays. So, you know, the process is always the process. And, you know, sometimes we try to put the cart before the horse, but really we got to let the horse pull the cart. And it was just, you know, just trying to just let these dudes buy in. And the more we start seeing the results during SWAC, the more they bought into what we were preaching.
No doubt, brother. Like you said, like doing the SWAC, you may get a heck of a run and getting guys in their roles. And like I know how you are about adjustments. And talk about that. You got saw on the big say how good you make adjustments. And for you, man, going to a game, sitting in Florida game, and staying poised, staying calm, and making the right adjustments, pushing the right buttons to make sure you all get the results you want at the end of the game.
Well, I mean, I think that's coaching, man. Coaching is making adjustments. You got to find out what's working right that day. You know, we thrived ourselves on being a great man-to-man team, but that didn't come around to almost the last month of the year. But we had to play a lot of zones, a lot of different, matchup zones to kind of just get through, you know, the season, because at times, you know, our man-to-man, you know, we're doing a lot of switching, and some things that we did last year, we couldn't do this year. So we had to continually make adjustments on the fly with trying to get our guys in position to be their best, And as that started happening, you know, it kind of took off. And then even with the Montana State game, as you was alluding to, you know, we had to make some adjustments where we've had to pull out the full court press and, you know, try to get some different stops that way. You know, we hadn't pressed a lot this year, but we had to find our areas to, you know, pick our spots because, you know, different moments call for different things.
100%. And, you know, for you and your mind, Brother Dante, I know you wanted to win that game at Alabama State against Coach Matlock and those boys on their senior day, losing double overtime. How did you use that game to reset and refocus, knowing you see them again in a few days in Birmingham again?
Well, look, I was kind of happy we lost that game to Coach Matlock. You know, it was a really good game, highly intense, man. You know, Coach Matlock does a phenomenal job with his guys. Just a good teacher of the game, you know, Coach Matlock, and they ran a lot of good stuff. And just throughout the process, you know, we go through that double overtime, and I felt like we played good enough to win, but we didn't play our best basketball. And that was basically a chance to get a wake-up call before we went into the tournament. And, you know, the tough part about it is it's hard to get these young dudes up after they already know they clinched number one seed. You know, they get the tournament trophy in Alabama. You know, you the regular season champions, and, you know, everybody excited. You know, the next day we got to drive down to Birmingham. We ran into traffic, stayed on the bus, a trip that was probably supposed to be – I mean, we had to go to Montgomery. A trip that's probably supposed to be a 2.5-3 hour trip turned into a 4-hour, 5-hour trip because of traffic. So, you know, it's just, you know, one of them situations where, you know, guys just wasn't as focused, I felt, as they needed to be. It was a chance that we could reel them back in and really step on them, you know, and really just, you know, press them before that tournament came, that first tournament game.
No doubt, because sometimes, you know, dudes get complacent. They win a lot. They start letting bad habits creep in, and you really can't jump them, but not as much as you can jump them if you lose a game and they don't take it as well up there. We won, Coach. Just got to find little things to make it better. So, like you said, man, good and bad happens when it happens.
Yeah, they'll sit back and say, Coach, tripping. No, I ain't tripping. I'm trying to keep winning. I ain't tripping at all. But, you know, hey, if it's a Coach tripping thing, they know it. They know it's out of love.
No doubt. And you know what? You know what's cool about this, man? How did it feel for you? You know, Texas Southern's been your bugaboo the past 2 years. And this year, you clip in the championship game. We know Coach Johnny Jones does a heck of a job over at Texas Southern. But this year, you know, you had a hell of a team. Second 20 win season. And do it, Graham at the helm. And getting that job done at the Bartow Arena, man. How cool is it to win over those guys, of all people?
You know, it's funny because my coaches, we were going back and forth about who everybody wanted to play, and I told them I want to play Texas Southern. That to be the best, you got to beat the best. You know, Coach Jones is, you know, phenomenal, man. Coach Jones, his staff, man, a lot of respect for them, a lot of love for them. And just on the simple fact that, you know, wherever we at, you know, whether it's recruiting, out and about, Final Four, whatever the case, coaching social, and we kind of all hang out together, you know, with the Texas Southern guys. So, you know, it's a tough situation playing them and beating them, and just the respect level I have for Coach Jones. And, you know, the funny part, my uncle, little story, my uncle kind of got on me a little bit. My uncle, like my dad. And he like, man, you respect Coach Jones too much. You go in the game and you almost looking up to him instead of being like he one of your opponents, and you ain't making him fear y'all. And I was like, oh, okay, I got to get on my stuff this year. So, you know, it was just one of them things that I had to, you know, I still look at Coach Jones as a legend in this game, but then I also got to look at him as the opponent. And that's kind of how it was this year. You know, they came in, clipped us at Grambling. We got a chance to clip them at TSU, and I knew exactly what the game was going to be when we met up at Bartow Arena. And that's, you know, that's what we wanted. You know, to be the king, you got to beat the king. So it is what it is.
No doubt, man. No doubt. And also, brother, like in Dayton, man, I know it's an area you know very, very well. So how cool was it to get Grambling's first NCAA tournament win in Dayton in that environment and seeing, like we talked about earlier, seeing your team come back, being down 14 to get it done in that fashion?
And, you know, It was great, man. Shout out to my Centralians that showed up to the game for a lot of support with that HBCU pride. You know, I'm a Central State graduate, man, and I had a lot of friends and a lot of just alums show up to that game just to support us, man. And it was just great to hear when we making a run, the crowd cheering, and they on our side, man, because I've been in Dayton Arena where the crowd cheering and they ain't cheering for you. it's great to actually have the crowd on your side being in the arena, so. Man, I was just ecstatic, man, just being at, you know, Dayton like a second home. So being at, you know, I'll say like being at home, man, and having all your family, your friends coming up to that game and supporting, man, it was just incredible, man. It's just incredible for us to get it, you know, with Grambling, you know, in the backyard that I started my career.
No doubt, man. And also you just heard Jamil Cooper to line up, man. He's a testament to staying ready, man, because, you know, he went ahead and played the first half, man. So, about that example right there of a young man staying ready, staying prepared, not sucking, understand his role when he's called upon, perform with the biggest lights ever, and helped you all win that game.
Well, I tell him that's how life go. You know, you got to be able to meet the moment. And, you know, in life, you know, a lot of times, you know, we don't meet the moment because we in our own way, you know, in our feelings. And I tell people the worst place for a man to be is in his feelings. So you got to make sure that you doing what it take to be prepared to meet the moment. And Cofer, man, just he's really a big time talent, to be honest with you. And a lot, you know, it's just tough because you know, Dozier got off to a good start scoring the ball. Him and Dozier play the same position. And then we got a fifth year senior that know everything that we actually do and can help make adjustments on the court. You know, you playing behind a fifth year senior at times. And then it was like, even in that situation, I was thought about going with the senior, but you know, I thought to myself, nah, this is a Cofer moment, man. Cofer been preparing, you know, even in practice, he'd been doing that in practice. So it wasn't like a coincidence. I knew exactly what was going to happen. And then I went to kid four, got his third and fourth foul. He wasn't trying to guard. And I'm like, Jamel might be one of our best downhill drivers. Well, heck, he keep trying to guard Cofer. We going to keep running at him. Like, it is what it is. Like, you don't want to foul and you want to stay in the game, we're going to do our part. We're going to try to get you out the game. You know, I got to give a lot of credit to Ford because he put on a big time performance the way he played in that first four game.
No doubt. And you got a call from Vice President Harris, man. Did you see that coming when you got a call from her, man, and have her talk to the team at the hotel there?
No, I didn't see it coming. You know, it was kind of one of those surprise moments. And I wish I'd have known because I felt like I'd have been a little bit more prepared for it. It was like, man, I'm talking to VP Harris. Like, man, Madam Vice President, this is a whole situation, man. It just felt good, man, because it just lets you know all the hard work that you've been putting in have been acknowledged, and it's been acknowledged from the highest of highs, you know, in our country.
No doubt. And what's good, man, HBCU basketball is on the rise, in my opinion, brother Don. Say, hey, look, Kenny's team could have tied the game with a three. And said compete against their opponent Wagner, man. Talk about HBCU basketball and how it's on the rise and how, you know, it's closer than ever between HBCU teams and the other teams in the country here. It's not what people think it is.
I mean, the toughest thing is that, like, you know, we have a lot of great coaches throughout HBCU. You know, Coach Blakeney over at Howard, like you talked about. Coach Jones at Texas Southern. Several great coaches in our league and several great coaches in the MEAC. And even on down to, you know, Division II level, there's a lot of good HBCU coaches. The thing of it is that if you compare us to loaded mid-majors, I think we're right there. You know, there's not a day that I think that we couldn't go on an even court and compete at a high level. You know, the biggest difference is when you get to high majors and you get to the, you know, I would say the Power Six conference where, you know, they're putting a lot more money into their program than we actually put into our program. But the more, I think the more people realize that it is beneficial for HBCU basketball to be really good, because there's a lot of perks to making that NCAA tournament for all our schools. I mean, I think, you know, I think we'll be able to keep growing and making these other programs. I think we'll really keep growing and catch these other programs.
No doubt. And one for you, brother, like for you, man, back-to-back 21 seasons, man, at Grambling. Normally, Tom talked about you have to play that tough schedule in the beginning of the year to amass 20 wins on the back end. So talk about that for you, man, personally, and your staff and your players who saw your vision and believe in your vision.
Really, the credit go to, you know, my staff and my players, man, like, and, you know, our training staff, keeping them guys healthy. You know, that's where the credit go to, because, you know, hey, I got the vision, you know, I instill it or whatever every day. But then, you know, our coaches, you know, they do a great job of, you know, preparing our guys, you know, keeping up with the vision, helping taking the vision to another level. And then our players just buying into the process. And, I mean, I want to say it might be back-to-back 20-win seasons for the first time, might be in, like, you know, in the Division I history. So, you know, since we've been at Grambling, we made a lot of Division I history. And just, man, you know, and it's funny to say that, because I'm at Grambling, a school with so much history. Just when it comes to athletics, and to say that we make a history, you know, it's kind of humbling, man. And you just want to stay in your lane and stay out the way and just keep your head down and keep working. So definitely proud of what we're doing and the program we built. And I know we can take it to another level.
You know, I remember we talked about it was a late point, man, this past summer. We talked about how, you know, he's going to be looking forward to this year, man. And look what happened, man. We talked about that in July. Now look at it now. come March, man. It really came to fruition, brother.
Hey, listen, man, like, you know, I'm a firm believer, and you got to speak it into existence. You know, you got to walk it, you know, and you got to live it, and, you know, you got to breathe it. So it ain't no day that we had off this year. We were in that gym grinding from August, well, I would say July, all the way until, you know, March 20th when we lost, and that's a long season. But at the end of the day, I knew we had the potential to be here, and I knew we had a very, very sour taste in our mouth from losing to Texas Southern in the championship game last year. You know, we had beat them twice last year, if I'm not mistaken, and then we lose in the championship game. I know our seniors was real salty about that. So we wanted to come back and make sure this season ended the right way for us.
Well, brother, it's always good to have you on the show, my brother. And I'll see you soon, man, at the Final Four, man. And keep doing your thing, my brother. I'm happy for you, man. I'm glad we got to see on the national stage about you, man. We all know about you on this show, but, man, people, I see who you really are and how real you are as a person, man. How players love playing for you, my brother.
I appreciate you, man. Until next time.
All right, brother. I'll see you soon, my guy.
Hello, my brother.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.